In Major League Baseball, in the American League, Derek Jeter capped his Yankee Stadium farewell with a game-winning single in the bottom of the ninth inning, the latest storybook moment in a charmed and illustrious career to give New York a 6-5 victory last night over the Baltimore Orioles. Jeter saved the best for last, a sharp opposite field single to right field that knocked in the winning run. After the game, Jeter said that he played his last game at the position and he would only serve as the designated hitter in his final three games in Boston this weekend. Elsewhere, Boston blew out Tampa Bay 11-1, Texas edged Oakland 2-1, Kansas City doubled up the White Sox 6-3, Detroit topped Minnesota 4-2, it was Seattle over Toronto 7-5. In the National League, in a doubleheader, the Mets bested Washington 7-4 in the first game, but Washington shut out the Mets 3-0 in the second. Miami won against Philadelphia 6-4, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 5-3, San Francisco edged San Diego 9-8 to clinch a National League wildcard berth. In the NFL, Larry Donnell caught three of Eli Manning's four touchdown passes and the New York Giants moved to 2-2 with a 45-14 victory over the Washington Redskins last night. Second-year tight end Donnell had one career touchdown entering the game. He finished with seven catches for 54 yards. Manning was 28-39 for 300 yards and had a one-yard scoring run. Meanwhile, CBS lead analyst Phil Simms followed through on his promise to not say Redskins during Washington's nationally televised game against the New York Giants. A law enforcement official says he sent the video of Ray Rice punching his then-fiancée to NFL headquarters to the attention of league security chief Jeffrey Miller in April. Miller denied that he had ever watched or received the video, and the NFL has said no league employee saw it until TMZ Sports released the video earlier this month. The Ryder Cup is underway in Scotland. Phil Mickelson is matched up against Roy McIlroy as Europe hosts the United States. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.